This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Welcome, everybody, to a show that's titled A Sinner Saved by Grace. I'm your host, Martez Al, and I'll be with you for the next 15 to 30 minutes. And this show will always be about a sinner that's saved by grace. On this show, we will have different topics to dive into, as well as different scriptures to break down throughout this show and throughout many, many shows to come, if that's God's will. But today, I wanted to start this show off talking about the title of the show, which is A Sinner Saved by Grace. Now, you might be asking yourself, what does that mean, a sinner saved by grace? Now, one thing about Martez, I don't pretend like I know everything. I don't pretend like I'm perfect, and I'll never pretend like I'm this perfect Christian, because I'm not. And you know why I'm not is because I'm a sinner. I realize that we are all sinners, and we are all sinners because we were born into iniquity, and iniquity is birthed from Satan himself. And because we are birthed from iniquity, which is Satan, we are birthed into a world full of iniquity, which makes us sinners. We didn't come out the womb holy. We didn't come out the womb perfect. We didn't come out the womb super righteous. I know I haven't. And that's why a sinner like me needed to be saved. And I was saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't realize how sinful we are. And that goes for those that practice church and those that don't practice church. That goes for those that practice religion and those that don't practice religion. We are all filled with a little bit of sin, if you can hear me out there. We are all consumed by a little bit of sin. And that's why some of us believe we need Jesus Christ. We need Jesus Christ to save us from our own selves. We need Jesus Christ to keep us from doing dumb, stupid, and harmful things. See, there's a price that you have to pay when you continue to dance with sin. There's a price that you have to pay when you continue to entertain sin. There's a price that you have to pay when sin has a place in your life. There's an ultimate price that you have to pay. But with the help of Jesus Christ, he can save you from that sinful bondage that has took control of you. And again, for those of you that are listening, this is A Sinner Saved by Grace. And today we're talking about a sinner that's saved by grace. For the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I think that's interesting, that God loved this world so much that he would give his only begotten Son. Let's just stay right there. Okay, God created the world. And many of us, we create things on a regular basis. And we find ourselves loving what we created. Example, this particular station, this particular radio platform that I decided that God decided that he wanted me to do, I love it.
the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day. At Subway.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings. Is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a Geico customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim. I switched.
Denise Basic is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired a celebrity.
It was Thanksgiving night when I accidentally hit a deer.
Whoa, look out, look out!
I called Geico, expecting to get a recording, but someone was there to help me.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Geico got my claim in the works right away, and I was actually able to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
Geico. Real service, real savings.
Right. But a talking gecko, why?
I'll tell you why. Because people trust advertising icons. Some bloke tells you to go to geico.com and you're like, really? And just who might you be? But a gecko, he can be trusted. I ask if you want to save hundreds on car insurance and you're like, yes, thank you. Mind babysitting my kids. And I'm like, of course I'll sit with the kids. You're like a brother to me.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.